The next mystery guest was a six-time All-Star and Cy Young Award winner. He is just one of two players in baseball history to have both a 20-win season and a 50-save season in a career. He's in the Athletics, Red Sox, and National Baseball Hall of Fame. But his greatest achievement may be watching all 60 games of the 2020 Red Sox season. Okay, mystery guest, reveal yourself.
Hey, man. Dennis Eckersley, that's who it is, man. That name's not that tough, Christian.
It was for me. I mean, this is like...
So let us start there. So not only did you watch the 60 games, but you had to do it in a studio over in Watertown. You were never over at the ballpark. What the hell was that like?
I tell you what, that made it much better. I mean, I'm telling you, I fell in love with being at the studio. I really did. It sounds crazy, but it took the pain out a little bit. You know, it really did. And we had it going on a little bit because there's three of us there. So we tried to make it fun. So it took the sting out of it a little bit.
Well, yeah, and I think you did. I think a lot of the Red Sox fans kind of felt the same way, the sting, you know, watching that team every year, every night. Were you just amazed? Because I think Bloom brought in some of these arms thinking he might pick one or two of them. I don't think he realized he needed to use all of them. What was it like for you as a pitcher to watch these guys go out there and try to just, I don't know, trick them, I guess?
No, it was awful. It really was. I mean, whether it was a veteran that they tried to pluck, they just, you know, and then some of the guys that they gave a chance to, a couple left-handers that didn't have much, you know, so it was really hard to watch. You know, and I don't want to be mean, you know, because, you know, they got the opportunity, they had a chance. But, you know, the stuff was not there.
Yeah.
And it was like every night there was no chance. It was just, it was awful. And it's, you know, for a Red Sox team, and a season when you had 16 pitches to earn, it's like, come on, all you had to do was play decent, and you would have got in. What a waste, you know?
Yeah, so, I mean, with that in mind, I mean, do you have a little sympathy for, you know, Ron Renicky and what he went through and kind of, it's almost like a dead man walking for, you know, 60 games?
God, it was brutal, wasn't it? I felt so bad for him, and he was so nice. It was like, why are you so nice? You know? It was so hard for him to do that because, you know, he's got to be competitive. And he was just sort of like a lamb, you know? It was just a horrible situation, and I have all respect in the world for him, so I give him credit. At one point in the start, I was, like, mad at him for not getting mad at them to try to stir something up, and it was a lost cause.
Yeah, it's amazing because we talk to him every Wednesday, and we would start the conversation off act by him laughing. How are you? And he'd start laughing. What else do you say?
Yeah.
You know, do you think they just punted? Do you think the players just knew – most of them, like, they were just punting on the season? Like, I mean, when you really look at it, if you know, based on what, you know, who they were throwing out there, all the different guys that were playing, hell, half the time, we didn't know who the hell, who these guys were.
Yeah, and you know they were. I mean, they, you know, they're professional. They did. But you got to get your hits. You know, you've got to do your job. You got to play the game. You know, you just don't go out there and it happens. But it makes it that much tougher for the offense because, you know, they had a nice offense. You know, they could swing the bats, but you can't be down 5-0. I don't care how good you are. And you know, and Bogart said something early on saying, oh, you're killing us. You know, it was just something that, you know, you couldn't zip it. But, you know, it's obvious. Everybody's watching this. And yeah, I don't think these guys have ever been through something like that. I tell you what, I played a long time, and I only can recall maybe a couple of years where the starters couldn't get anybody out. It was horrible. You know,
listen,
it's all about starting pitching.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Well, let's go to the hitting a little bit because everybody is going through something that we never thought we'd ever have to go through before. J.D. Martinez had a horrible season, a horrible 60 games. We talked to him in spring training. He talked about his reliance on dealing with video, and obviously that was taken away, and that may be taken away for good. But do you have any questions about his approach? I almost get the feeling he threw the towel in on this season.
See, I don't mind JD because, I mean, as far as he needed that to be a great hitter. I mean, that's what he does. I just didn't like the excuse making. That to me was classic. Why would you say that? You know, fake compass a little bit. You know, don't drop a, you know, that's obviously he's blaming it all on that. And that's just ultimately a bad look. But, you know, I don't know what it's like because I was never a video guy. But obviously it makes all the difference in the world to him. And he's a much better hitter than that. I just didn't like his response. Yeah. You know, I just didn't.
Yeah, we're talking to Dennis Eckersley here in the Harbor One Hotline. And Eck, you know, actually my first year in the big leagues was your last year. It's 98. And I remember coming up to the big leagues and just kind of being around you thinking, wow, this is how big leaguers talk, you know, like the vocabulary. And now I realize that it's just more of your vocabulary. And I think everyone in Boston is starting to appreciate that. But I got to be honest with that. A pair of shoes was a new one to me because, you know, what you say here, everybody's saying that's a new one. But first off, explain pair of shoes. But where did it all come from? Was there an inspiration early in your career or was this just you?
I don't know, man. I've been doing this for so long. I guess it's who I am. but I'm amazed sometimes at some of the stuff that comes out. Because, like, in particular, the pair of shoes, I mean, it's kind of weird, isn't it? But it just made sense to me. The guy's standing there like a pair of shoes, you know? And so that's how things happen. But most of the stuff that I've said has been said before somewhere. I don't know where the hell I got it.
Hair?
You know, how it is. You know how it is.
Yeah.
Blue? Yeah. And cheese has been there forever, right?
Yeah, and the two-run Johnsons and all those other things. But people, it's funny because I've heard a lot of it, but there's still some that I'm just like, what the? And I laugh my ass off. I'm always looking for something.
You're always looking for something, right?
And
sometimes it'll just pop. You know, it just pops. And you got to make it fun, Lou. Come on. This is a bore.
I hear you.
Wow. Wow, you're speaking my language now, Dennis. I mean, at least you say it. Lou won't even admit to it.
What do you mean?
He won't admit to
it. Come on.
You will not admit that baseball is kind of a bore and you kind of need a guy like Dennis.
I want more. I want a pitch clock. I'm tired of it.
Okay,
I blame
but that's
the pitchers,
not personality.
Though, do you blame the pitchers? Because I always say you guys control the tempo of a game. You want the game. If the guy throws the ball fast, Burley ain't throwing a slow game. Okay, David Price is going to throw a slow game. I don't care what the hitters are doing.
Okay, for me, I'm different because I was always anxious. So you can't go by me. But still, first of all, the catcher's got to get down there and give you a sign. So ultimately, it's about the hitter. He's got to get in the box, right, Lou? I mean, he got to get in the box to play.
Yeah, okay,
you know, it's not going to work.
So is the hitter keeping Matt Barnes from throwing a baseball?
No, you're right. And then you have those guys.
Yeah, I know.
And then you have the David Prices and not to bring up that name, but David and Barnes and the guys that take forever to deliver. It's a joke. Everybody's got these routines that are sickening, you know? I mean, I was kind of superstitious in my own way, but I was fast about it, you know?
Hey, I'm just curious. What do you think? Because I always feel like kind of playoff baseball, everything goes. And you're seeing a lot of it now, boy. Guys are hitting homers.
Yeah.
I mean, because off the bat, it's at least 450, and they are just enjoying it. And kind of seeing people get less irritated, I guess. Is it starting to slowly become more acceptable?
I think so, without a doubt. Did you see some of those bat flips in San Diego?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It was incredible. And, you know, I'm the first guy that can't say anything because I, you know, to punch guys out, fist them and all that sort of stuff. So I got to be careful when I ever, you know, try to criticize this, you know, guy showing somebody up. But at the same time, I'm cool with the kids having fun, but you got to be a little careful, don't you? I mean, let's just don't throw it up 30 feet.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Give me a little flip, and that's cool. And you can style all you want, you know, especially when it's a big home run, you know? Mm-hmm. Not a solo piece in the first. You know?
Hey, I wanted to ask you, good friend of yours recently, I think it was Bob Nightingale, talking about that Chicago White Sox job, and he actually came out and said if he had to say it now, he's 75% chance it's Tony La Russa's job if he wants it. Now, that surprised the hell out of me, Eck. I mean, I know he's your boy, 76. The game is what it is. The players are young.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Now, I'll tell you what. My gut, I just talked to Tony this morning, but I wouldn't tell you what I talked about. But my gut tells me, no. You know, that's the only situation he would go to, though. Because he has such a great relationship with Reinsdorf.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make any sense, does it? I mean, It just doesn't. But if Tony wants to do it, he's going to do it. And my gut tells me he won't, you know? So, they won't. You're one or the other. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So that's one thing. So that leads us to Cora. So where are you at with Cora? Or I guess more importantly, where do you think the Red Sox are at with Cora?
Doesn't it seem like a slam dunk?
To bring him back?
I'm saying that. Maybe I'm wrong. But it just seems like it's leaning that way. I have mixed feelings about it. Personally, I'm not really okay, 1 year removed from being in that scandal. I mean, I'm really not. I'm not Johnny PR over here.
Yeah.
But, But I don't know. But he's probably the best guy for the job. So that's where I go, I look at this thing, not just from how I feel personally. Who cares how I feel? You know what I mean? I didn't play everything by the book, but that was a big deal. And they won in 2018, and he was clean. They were clean and everything. But don't you think you need a little more rehab? or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
What are you doing rehab? Do you bang like trash cans or something? What are you doing rehab?
I know all about rehab. I'll tell you that.
That's another story.
Everybody is second hand. Yeah.
So let me ask you this with this city and this town, and you know this town very, very well. When we're talking about a manager, how important is it that you have a manager that can relate to the fan base, can relate to the media? Those are the guys that talk every single day. Is that important, or can you just have a baseball guy down there, have the analytics being sent down to him from up above, and just operate as a manager of a team without really having that PR edge to you?
I think this is a special town that needs it, that needs somebody to talk, talk turkey, right? I mean, to the reporters, to the people, and they can believe it. We've had the John Farrells, that didn't really tell you anything, that sort of thing. And I don't think that the fan, it's important that side of it, the media side of it. And that's what Cora can do, I think, I've been around long enough like you guys have, and it's important, this media side of it.
Mm-hmm. Eck, let me ask you, last question for me. Just this team, I know a lot can change. Bloom's in charge now, but, Sale, Tommy John, you don't know. Erod, you think will be okay, but you don't know. Did you see enough of Hauk? Can he survive without a third pitch, changeup? I don't know. Pivetta? I mean, where are you at next year with this rotation, I should say, pitching staff?
Yeah, we're short. We are really short. Yeah. You can throw a lot of stuff. You know, you get a lot of guys non-tendered, so I don't know where they're going to go. There's so many choices I'm going to think they're going to have. But just like the end of the season, Pivetta, nice arm. Hauk, he seems kind of special, but you don't know, like you said, that third pitch. Can he get left-handers out, right? Mm-hmm. Remains to be seen. You can't just go into the season like that. Yeah. I mean, Sale's not going to be back for a couple of months after. They've got to find – not Bauer. That's not going to happen. Something like that. But there's an in-between. There's a lot of in-between guys out there. And you're going to have tons of guys in the bullpen.
You're worse than Lou.
I know.
You're on TV every single night. You're worse than Lou.
I understand, but I'm in the backyard. I'm in the backyard sitting in the sun. I forget a lot.
Boy.
All right, I got one more for you. I don't know how many people watched the telecast of the games, the 60 games this summer, but you, Jerry, and Dave O'Brien were tremendous together. There really is a chemistry. There's interesting stories. It's fascinating TV. I get this question asked all the time. Why don't you do more games? Is that you? So 162 next year. How many games do you think you'll end up doing?
Well, like I told you, if they go next year and the away games are in the studio, I'm just going to be more apt to do more games. Because I didn't want to go on the road. Mm-hmm. I hated the road. Who wants to go on the road? So, I've got a chance to do 90, 100, right? That's enough. I mean, I don't know how guys do all of them. But that's pretty good, right? 90,
yeah,
100?
I hate to tell you, but you can't tell the difference of whether you're at the ballpark or whether you were in a studio, and you know how cheap this business is, they're going to cut expenses. I think there are going to be a lot of broadcasts across the country where they're going to do them out of studios, and they're not going to be live on the road in games. They're going to do home games. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, and that's what came out of all this mess, right? Because we kind of sold it. And if it's not that big of a difference, why not, right? I think they wanted to go this way. Yeah, they wanted to go remotely a long time ago, probably. Because everybody's thinking about money all the time.
All the time. Eck, it's great talking to you. As always, thanks for being the mystery guest.
Thanks,
you can
buddy.
Go back in the backyard now and swear at the dog if you want, all right?
Yeah. Sorry for those slip-ups.
don't worry about it.
All good.
Lou does it all the time. Not a problem. Dennis Eckersley, our mystery guest.
Who is that?
Who are you?
Who can it be now?
Who is he?
Who the hell are you?
So where are you at with Cora? Or I guess more importantly, where do you think the Red Sox are at with Cora?
Doesn't it seem like a slam dunk?
To bring him back?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I...